Missouri State Auditor Nicole Galloway has taken on a number of high-profile targets lately, including the University of Missouri, which was forced to curb its bonuses to top officials. St. Louis Public Radio's Joe Manis explains that the auditor herself is also a prime target of Republicans, who hope to take advantage of the fact that 2018 will be the first time Galloway is on a statewide ballot.
Missouri State Auditor is the only statewide official who examines the spending of most taxpayer-funded institutions, large or small, and every other statewide office. Even municipalities and county governments can find themselves under the state auditor's microscope. As a result, it's often the auditor who shows up on the news when taxpayer money is misused or goes missing. Galloway is a Democrat, but at a statewide party gathering, she says she sees her job as nonpartisan.
When there are officials that are abusing their power, nobody wants that. That is not a partisan message. Again, I view my job as independent and unconcerned with politics. I'm going to audit Republicans. I'm going to audit Democrats. That's what my job is. It's my job to hold them accountable. And there needs to be an independent watchdog in Jefferson City doing that.
And that makes for good politics, said Dave Robertson, head of the Political Science Department at the University of Missouri-St. Louis.
The state auditor is an interesting political position because they can expose wrongdoing in government, and it's always popular.
In fact, for the past 40 years, Missouri State Auditor has been the best launching pad for higher office. Republicans John Ashcroft and Kip Bond, who both were elected governor and to the U.S. Senate, got their starts as state auditor. So did U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill, a Democrat. Galloway's predecessor, Republican Tom Schweik, was in the midst of a campaign for governor when he killed himself in February 2015. But Galloway now is in an unusual spot. Because of last fall's Republican wave, she's the only Democrat holding statewide office in Jefferson City. Her path to the post is unusual, too. She was Boone County Treasurer and a CPA when she was chosen by then-Governor Jay Nixon to take over the job after Schweik's death. So she will have held the post for almost 4 years before she faces voters for the first time in 2018. All of that helps explain why she's already a Republican target, says GOP consultant James Harris.
The incumbent was appointed and not elected, and so subsequently her name ID is zero, and this is an office that Republicans have held more often than they have not if you look over the last 25 years.
Harris is predicting that their party's potential candidates for auditor and the U.S. Senate will formally announce their bids soon after the legislative session ends May 12th. Missouri House Speaker Todd Richardson, a Republican from Poplar Bluff, is being encouraged to challenge Galloway. Richardson declined to show his hand when he was asked about his plans.
Right now, I'm focused on doing the job that the voters elected me to do and my caucus elected me to do as speaker.
That's what Galloway is doing as well, says State Democratic Party Chairman Stephen Weber.
What she's doing is focusing on doing a good job, being nonpartisan, going with the facts leader, and I think that'll ultimately pay off well for her in the election.
Galloway's newest projects include several driver's license offices around the state, including St. Louis. In the past, those audits often have uncovered some missteps. And she's also taking a closer look at the latest corporate tax breaks that have hurt the state's bottom line more than expected.
We have a $500 million hole that we're going to have to dig ourselves out of, and right now we're doing it through cuts. We need to take a fact-based, independent approach to see how did we get here? Are these policies doing what they're supposed to be doing?
That probe could make leaders in both parties uncomfortable. I'm Joe Manis, St. Louis Public Radio.